It is Dr. Terry Goff.
Could you tell us something about what would be healthy eating? What are choices that most people should make when they prepare for breakfast or lunch or dinner?
As we mentioned, the real key to increasing human longevity is to lower your insulin levels and caloric restriction. So one thing is to eat less calories. So you want to stay away from the high fat foods and things like that. But in terms of lowering insulin, what raises insulin levels is eating starchy foods and sugars. So some people will go on a very low carbohydrate diet, like the Atkins type diet, they call it, and they don't eat the carbohydrates. So they have eggs for breakfast, and they have salads for lunch, and then they have meat and vegetables for supper, things like that. They don't eat any rice, they don't eat any potatoes, and they don't drink any milk, they don't eat any grains, they don't have any rice, any cereals, they don't eat any fruit. This is a very boring diet. And most people are unwilling to do it, and I'm not sure how healthy this is if you do it for years. You'll lose weight, but I don't think it's healthy. So we have something called the carbohydrate concentration diet. And with the carbohydrate concentration diet, what you do is you pick one meal a day that you will have your carbohydrates. So the way most people eat nowadays is, let's say, for instance, they have bread and fruit and yogurt and cereal for breakfast. That's a lot of carbohydrates, so their insulin levels go up. Then the middle of morning, maybe they have a piece of fruit. Insulin levels go up. Then lunchtime, they have a sandwich. Insulin levels go up. Then middle of afternoon, they have candy bar. Insulin levels goes up. Then supper time, maybe they have a glass of wine or two. They have some potatoes or they have some rice. Insulin level goes up. And then later in the evening, they have a bowl of ice cream. Insulin level goes up. Again. So we have a day with insulin. Nonstop insulin. And this is the opposite of calorie restriction. With calorie restriction, we have low insulin all day. So with the carbohydrate concentration diet, let's say, for instance, we have eggs or protein shake for breakfast. No carbohydrates, so low insulin. Then for snack, maybe we have a little nuts or cheese. No insulin. Then for lunchtime, maybe we have a salad or some soup without bread, without potatoes, things like that. Maybe we have a little fish with that. Low insulin. Then for supper, now we can have a little bit of wine. We can have some rice. We can have some potatoes. We can have some fruit. We concentrate the carbohydrates, that one meal. So yeah, we do get the one-time insulin, but maybe only for 3 or 4 hours. So this means at 20 or 21 hours a day, we have low insulin. So we mimic the effects of calorie restriction for over 80% of the day. So yet we can eat whatever we want. We just can't eat it whenever we want. We can eat whatever, just not whenever. So this is a nice way of doing things.
Okay. And that diet is consumption of vegetables allowed anytime?
Vegetables, the low glycemic vegetables, the green vegetables, can be had anytime. But under the ground vegetables like carrots and potatoes, turnips, beets, those have a lot of carbohydrates, so they can't be having any time. But above ground, green vegetables can be had any time.
And how about fruits?
Like have to, just the one time a day. If people, one time a day with the fruits, because the fruits have a lot of sugar in them. So that's when you have your carbohydrate meal. That's when you have the fruits.